With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Although most Americans are heading to their holiday destinations by car, the airports are plenty busy. The FAA expects the busiest Thanksgiving in 15 years, more than 360,000 flights scheduled through next Tuesday. If you're among those hitting the road, snow could slow you down in some parts of the country.
Wednesday, even into Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, into Friday. So there'll be some, you know, it's pretty narrow bands, but there'll be some significant snowfall accumulations off the lakes in Michigan and western New York.
Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service says the upper Midwest and the northern plains also dealing with snow and ice. Whiteout conditions have even closed some interstates. President Trump says substantial progress has been made in negotiations over a Ukraine peace deal, although Ukrainian negotiator Alexander Bev says it's premature to talk about a definitive peace plan.
There is no final version of any peace framework so far. So the document that was presented to Ukraine and discussed in Geneva was significantly transformed, and it reflects a lot of things that Ukraine wanted to put there or to change or to exclude from this plan.
That assessment echoed by British Prime Minister Keir Starmer addressing Parliament.
The initial draft of the 28-point plan included points that were not acceptable, but also some very important elements that will be essential for a just and lasting peace.
Ukrainian President Zelensky continues to oppose any territorial concessions to the Russians. Senior Kremlin official says U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff plans a visit to Moscow next week. Jesse Jackson's family says the 84-year-old Jackson has been released from a hospital. He was treated for a rare neurological disorder. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 28 points higher. This is SRN News. The British government is experimenting on children.
The National Health Service will begin injecting hundreds of kids across the United Kingdom with puberty-blocking drugs to help them live as the opposite sex. The government says it wants to determine if the drugs can be safely used to support children who believe they are transgender. The announcement has been met with outrage across Britain as people condemn the unprecedented experiment as unnecessary and dangerous. Michael Harrington reporting.
More than 18 million Bibles have been sold in the U.S. this year as part of a five-year boom in Bible sales, highlighted by an uptick of 2.4 million sold in September alone. While publishers can track how many copies of the scriptures are sold, they don't have demographic details of the buyers. Tim Wildsmith, former college campus minister turned author, wonders if the unrest of the past 5 years is playing a role in the sales boom. This is SRN News. Four more arrests in the $102 million Louvre jewel heist.
The Paris prosecutor says the arrests involve two men and two women, ages 31 to 40, all from the region. The official did not specify their roles in the October 19 theft, but French media reports one of the men, a 39-year-old, is believed to be the fourth member of the team that carried out the daring daylight robbery. The other three alleged members of the so-called commando team were already arrested. Their DNA was found at the scene or on items linked to the robbery. A woman was arrested in October, accused of helping in the theft. The jewels have not been recovered. I'm Julie Walker.
The Conference Board reports consumers were much less confident in the economy in November, in the wake of the government shutdown and amid weak hiring and stubborn inflation. SRNNews.com.